recent investigative report by the Beijing News has called for public attention on seduction communities who call themselves pickup artists, or PUAs.
Or PUA.
Or that. Apparently, these groups of people are turning their seduction know-how into a profitable business, but it can potentially be harmful to both men and women caught up in their scams.
Yes.
So, I thought originally...
You thought what?
That it was courses given to people by so-called professional pickup artists to help people with...breaking the ice when they're trying to talk up maybe a girl or a man. But it turns out that there are scams involved. Well, Ryan, you seem to know a lot about this. First of all,
I've seen the movie Hitch.
Oh, yeah. Will Smith.
Will Smith.
From a decade ago. Maybe things
so
have changed a little
old.
Bit. No. Ryan.
I should talk about Pua.
And yes, so what are pickup artists?
And the difference is it is between Hitch or Will Smith, because he's a cool dude. I like that guy.
Okay.
Anyways, about PUA, I digress. PUA is a concept started off in the U.S. Thanks a lot, America. According to Wikipedia, pickup artist is a person who practices finding, attracting, and seducing sexual partners. Such a person purportedly abides by a certain system of defined, effective ways of getting that special somebody. Anyways, pickup in the context is slang for making a casual acquaintance with a stranger in the anticipation of maybe sleeping with each other. Oh my God. The word was popularized by the 1970 book How to Pick Up Girls. And I'm not just talking about like walking up to a girl and picking her up. It's a whole different kind of phrase, meaning basically how to sleep with someone. And it was by an American called Eric Weber. I don't know why I said that with a British accent, but he is credited with as the first modern pickup artist. Mm-hmm. This guy was the American Casanova, apparently. Okay, but since then, seduction communities have originated with Ross Jeffries and his students. In the late 1980s, Jeffries taught workshops, promoted a collection of neuro-linguistic programming techniques called speed seduction. Hi, how are you? How are you doing? Oh, great. You want to go back to my place? Cool. This kind of thing. Published a short book of his techniques, How to Get Women, or How to Get the Women You Desire into Bed. Ooh! And in 1994, Louis DePayne, then a student of Jeffries, founded a news group called alt.seduction.fast, which marked the birth of this kind of community, per se. So it kind of started in the U.S., people thinking there's got to be a script, a standard that we can kind of find for how to get these girls to like us.
Or in Chinese, we say like 套路, so it's a routine that you can do to help gain the attention from girls.
Right, but this idea that there's basically like a script or a way of getting all the ladies you want, which I think is PUA. I think it's silly.
You think it's silly?
Yeah, because Lai Ming's going to tell us about PUA. In China.
Yes, so how has that morphed here in China?
Well, apparently, just like the communities in the US, there are also online and offline communities in China peddling seduction know-how and offering tutorials to people who have the demand. According to an investigative report by the Beijing News, the website Pao Xue Wang is such an online community where desperate men buy expensive tutorials to increase their odds with women.
How expensive are we talking here? Well, I'm just asking. I don't know.
Well, anyway, that website is no longer accessible, so even if you
want to okay. Well, tell me anyways. I'm just kind of curious. Yeah.
So a one-month deal including 8 one-on-one sessions with top tutorials over the phone is worth 15,000 yuan.
15,000 yuan. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Continue.
Okay. You're taking notes. Okay. Now, keep taking notes. A two-year systemic study cycle featuring graphic and audio content from multiple tutors is worth 4,999 yuan. You're taking that down?
Oh, I got that one now.
Okay, now another one. A monthly private tutorial is worth 1,999 yuan. And all of them can be combined as a whole shebang, as a package deal. And then with discount, all of these services comes down to 9,800 yuan in total.
And that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And people are willing to spend that much on picking up a girl or something like that. It's a little surprising, but apparently this is a flourishing business recently it's been busted.
I mean, come on. I think, you know, sex is obviously something that is kind of what sells on so many levels, right? In fashion, in movies, in TV shows. We want to see our favorite characters hook up. We want to, in many stories, rom-coms that I see my mom and say, I mean, come on, what, 50 Shades of Grey? That's practically an X-rated novel, Mom. But, you know, on some level, ladies out there are also kind of, I think, everybody loves that romanticism, that sexual passion that comes. But this is more of how to just maybe be a player in a certain context. And a player is like the nuanced way of saying somebody, a guy that goes around and just sleeps with women.
And the problem here is if some guys, okay, first of all, if you're looking for love or a long-term relationship, I don't know if you want to get involved.
You're not that kind of person.
Yeah, or maybe some guys got tricked into doing this, or they went to the right school, but this is just not maybe a good school. Mm-hmm. And also, one thing that you guys have mentioned, which I thought was very informative and useful, is when you look at the Chinese commentary on this issue, which is very much discussed recently, a lot of people assumed that the term pickup artist, at least in its origin, was something a lot more innocent.
Nope.
That it didn't really involve that much of, you know, getting into the bedroom, but it was more about finding a relationship that would work. Mm. And that part, I think a lot of people can relate to in China. That is, you know, when we're students, the overall culture was that you're encouraged to focus on studies. But once you enter college and graduation, there's almost like a switch. Immediately you're expected to find a partner, start a family, those kind of things. So people find it difficult to immediately switch, I suppose, and be equipped with the skills or technique, if you know you follow this kind of theory, to be able to talk and form a relationship.
I think a lot of this comes from a lack of confidence. Guys see how maybe other guys in movies or whatever, you know, sometimes sexual things are more mental than they are anything else. I mean, there's beautiful girls all over the world and beautiful guys all over the world if you're a lady. But I think eventually when you get older, you realize that it's the beauty's only skin deep, and that a lot of it is a mental game. And I think for a lot of guys, they need to have that pride, that confidence, that kind of feeling like, I see that girl and I'm not afraid to go talk to her. Not necessarily like I'm going to go take her back to my place and stuff. But I think sometimes just being able to hold a conversation is a goal of maybe a lot of these students or guys that are, if you could call them students, or guys that have kind of fallen into this, I would say, trap. Because I'm going to give you a little more information about some of these things to really tell you why it's a trap and how it might be considered harmful to society, okay? So this this kind of like digging up by the Beijing News and the investigation of Pao Shui Wang has led to investigations of other kinds of organizations like this. As Lai Ming had said, One in which I won't mention its name, but roughly we can call them maybe the Pickup Legion, offers courses on a so-called five-step, now listen to these words because they're nasty, five-step emotional entrapment and manipulation technique. Emotional entrapment and manipulation are words that should never be said when you're talking about another person, especially when things like sex are involved. I mean, emotional entrapment means you trap them emotionally. They can't get away from you, their feelings. You're messing with their head. That's manipulation. There's a course being taught about how to do this to females. Why would we want that? Okay, but some guys desire maybe power over their female compatriots. And so anyways, this school that is kind of advertising this slogan of manipulation and whatnot, there are 2,000 yuan private tutorials and 3,000 yuan tailored tutorials on how to do these five steps to basically get this girl insane crazy over you, or just insane in general. The course comes with 16 chapters, really pretty comprehensive on some level, at least we're trying to sound comprehensive. Okay, so 16 chapters going from core value setup, as if they had any values, and personal image management. So, you know, looking like Chris Wu or something, I don't know. Progressively to curiosity trap is another one. Infatuation trap is another one. They have these different kinds of slogans that they're selling. I'm not going to mention anymore. But another stage that I think is interesting is extortion. In this stage, the pickup artist, after establishing dominance over his females, will then try to use them, if they're rich or whatnot, for things like material goods. There's also what they call the tattoo development, and they're encouraging males to have their women once emotionally attached and thinking, oh, this guy really loves me and cares about me. I would do anything for him, type of thing. Once you've reached that stage with this girl, you convince her to get a tattoo of your name on her. Only not because you plan on being with her forever, but the course is saying to imprint the scar of your name on her body, as if to own her in some way,
and
shape,
also
or form.
Her soul.
Yeah, because the next one is suicide encouragement.
Oh.
All right, so this is basically getting this girl so crazy about you that she would die for you. So this is where things get scary, Hyung. You know what, initially we had talked about this Pao Shui Wang, actually maybe is the tip of the iceberg. But some of these courses that we're seeing that actual people are invested in, I mean, according to, let's say, Pao Shui Wang, they had 1.8 million followers as of May 22nd. So there's 1.8 million people involved and invested in just one of these websites. But what if guys are actually going around in treating women like this? I mean, maybe most of the time, hopefully, ladies are often smarter than guys and will be like, this guy's an idiot, and move on. Even with these tutorials, I don't think any of this would come out successful. But in those certain circumstances where maybe a girl does fall for a guy who uses this really stupid system, then this girl is in for some suffering. Not a beautiful relationship, not even just going to bed together, but it sounds like emotional torture that's being sold here. How to emotionally torture somebody. And I will say that it's not just men using this technique on women. There are also communities such as Liao Kaizi, which is an entrapment know-how, I guess, to entrap men. They also have courses. So ladies, don't be doing that either. But anyways, obviously, the really, really tough one here is what I had just mentioned, basically emotional torture.
Yeah, I can see why He Yang would have this misconception or misunderstanding about this kind of services being provided online or through other channels being legitimate and innocuous services. I mean, there are people, a certain percentage of people in our society who just don't necessarily have the clue or the know-how to sort of impress girls or impress anyone in the society.
Or I would say respect. I would say respect.
There's also a small percentage of people who just whose mind just aren't wired as we are, and they just have this misunderstanding about women, and they, it's typical for them. Funny you mentioned the core value setup part about the courses offered by on this pickup Legion. By core value setup, they are trying to instill a kind of a way of thinking into whoever is taking the training to sort of make you believe that women are the superior race or they are superior to men and they are supposed to be managed or manipulated. That's the core value setup. And until you have that value, you are not going to be successful when you want to pick up girls, according to their theories. And that obviously is twisted. But there's no denying that there's a small percentage of the society, there are people who believe in those kind of BS.
Certainly.
Say it like it is, Lyman. Yeah.
It's certainly things that can be very, not only misleading, but I think if a person that has no knowledge or moral compass in a way.
No, dude, come on.
What?
There's these guys that are interested in this are let's say, there's levels of this, right? So the Pao Shui Wang is just getting you to basically be a player, to get as many girls in your bed as possible, right? Maybe not necessarily emotionally torturing them.
Or extortion.
But there is, you don't have to be, there's nobody that is negligent enough to be able to say suicide, encouragement, tattoo development, all these steps provided by the Pickup Legion. That's just disrespectful. This is where we see men being disrespectful, seeing maybe women as a material or an item that's mm-hmm. something that they're chasing, like a hunt, this kind of thing like that. And that is disgusting on so many levels. I mean, those are different on yeah. some level. I don't approve of either, but let's make sure that we realize the spectrum is there, and that there is a really, just like even the guys that are going on this website are just nasty guys.
Well, actually, I've done a little bit of research a while ago. Mm-hmm. I remember visiting the website that has been shut down now.
Yeah? Oh, you've been to that website?
Yes, I have. And there were some really alluring topics that were being discussed. Mm. But well, I didn't pay a dime, obviously. And I thought, oh, this could be interesting dating techniques. But I suppose with the tutorials, they could be leading you to a darker place. But yeah. I think it's very important to raise awareness in this issue that we, on the one hand, we do have probably a big number of people that are finding it difficult to get a date or make a relationship last. And there are people that are criminals that use women as objects.
Wanting power over
or
them.
Something. And also that. So I think it's a wide spectrum that covers a lot of people. And certainly if it's criminal activity, then we need to shut it down.
Yeah.
But what about all those people that sort of got caught up in this and turned to PUAs?
Well, so like I said, it's a spectrum. Obviously, the first one we had talked about didn't sound so bad. Maybe there's redeeming values in the Pa Shui Wang. In that, maybe there honestly are guys saying, hey, man, the first thing you need to realize is you got to be confident in yourself. Like maybe people are giving good advice via that forum on some level, but often news only picks up on the really dramatic, crazy stories. Mm-hmm. But then we have that second one that I had talked about, mm-hmm. which is just all bad, which is in borderline criminal activity.
Yeah. Well, do you think it's kind of useful?
Well, the second one,
yeah.
that is intentionally hurting
yes.
someone. So that is definitely not even on the table of dating. That is some weird morbid power struggle. The first one, I mean, look at the movie Hitch, right? So you have Will Smith. And the thing is about Will Smith, you first watch the movie and you're not sure if you like Will Smith because mm-hmm. he's charismatic and he knows how to talk to women. Yet throughout the movie, you don't necessarily see him being a player. And in fact, later on in the movie, once people have recognized kind of what he does is if you really love somebody, this girl that's just blown your mind, he helps you get that girl. But he helps you find yourself, and in doing that, get the girl. And then in some point during the movie, this guy walks up and he's like, hey, man, see that girl over there with the nice butt and legs? I want to get her. Can you help me out? And he's like, dude, I don't do that, man. I only help people find the loves of their lives, you know, this kind of thing. And this is where you kind of start to really like Will Smith a lot. He has character. He has he's just a guy trying to help other guys get with girls that they're genuinely interested in starting a relationship with. So in which case, I think fostering a relationship and fostering a hookup or a pickup, they're two very different teaching methods. And I think that's on some level would be relatively obvious. I mean, things like what we would see in these PUAs probably wouldn't be in Hitch's handbook.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you just shed some light on a very important part of this issue here, is those who practice pickup artist or any seduction know-how, they can also be potentially victims of that art as well. I mean, whoever practice that know-how, they are essentially pretending to be someone they're not. And through repeated pretending, they just lose who they are. And they don't necessarily end up in a happy relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, they could essentially lose the ability or lose the possibility to enter a serious relationship.
And also, I think it's assuming that women, all women, want a guy that has money, probably goes to fancy places, and has property in possession, those kind of things, when actually women operate very differently. Yes, if you have those things, it sounds fantastic. But if you don't, that also makes you an eligible guy, but not by pretending that you are someone that you are completely not.
Confidence in your own skin will always be the best way to find somebody else, your partner, your other piece.
No, thank you. I'll keep that in mind.